Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Byron Buxton, and Twins Baseball starts today at 11:30 on WCCO 830.
Yeah, we'll have it for you. Looking forward to that broadcast today. Tough loss for the Twins last night. Before we get to that, though, Mike Max is back from vacation. Maxie, good morning.
Good morning, David.
You were noticed. I'm just going to say that it was brought up a couple of times about you taking some time off, and I'll just give you an example of that. This is Rick Spielman.
We came together as a team last night in a tough environment against a very good basketball team with Toronto. I sound like Mike Max, don't I, a little bit?
I think we got a new guy here. Wally Pipp should have never let Lou Gehrig bat for him, and now Max is going to let you bat for him.
Well, I heard he's on vacation again, which I don't know how many days you guys get off in your business, but geez, it's a pretty good life.
And then that wasn't the only one, Maxie, just so you know.
Boy.
Yeah.
You know, when I ran into Mike the other day, he was shopping for suits and such. I was shopping for a pair of shorts. So, I tell you, he's a TV guy.
There you go, Maxie. Man, you take a couple days off and people notice.
They're all over me, man. Yeah, Rick Spielman, he did sound a little bit like me. You play it safe, right? Golden State came to play, and, he's got it down pretty good. He's been practicing for a long time, though.
Well, the Twins last night, they lose. Just a great comeback, only to lose in extra innings. Relief pitching wasn't good, but their defense, rare, Maxie. 94 is the last time they had five errors in a game, and they had five last night.
And they had two on one play by the same guy, Miguel Sano. It was a crazy game. They're down 6-1. Seattle pulled away, and then they come back, and by the time you're going, I just want to go to bed. And you can't, because they keep on coming back. Buxton hits home run to tie it, and then they get into that crazy 10th inning, and for people that didn't catch it, Sano gets ground ball hit to him, and he muffs the ground ball, and then he tries to make up for it, hurries his throw, and he throws it away. So he had two errors on one play. Garber dropped a ball at home plate that would have been pretty sure out as well. So it was really self-inflicted wounds late, but on the other hand, I don't know. Your Seattle relief pitcher's got to be going, what do we do here? Because for two straight nights, the Twins have come back and had a real good chance to win it last night, but Kepler hits a home run, Buxton hits a home run. This Bass for Seattle looks all out of sorts, and you just realize how scary it is to pitch against the Twins, because they just keep coming at you.
Well, they are. I mean, that's the sign of a good team. It just seems like they can overcome anything and come back. So I thought that was, unfortunately, the errors were killers, but they did a heck of a job to get there. And then today, Maxie, I would guess we'll have a pretty good crowd. The weather's perfect on a matinee game today as they take on Seattle.
Yeah, nice, perfect day for it. And you want to win two out of three, of course, after letting one slip away like that. Seattle, Seattle's a strange team, too, because they're right there with the Twins in terms of number of home runs, and yet they're not nearly as good a baseball team, because they don't pitch as well, and they don't, generally speaking, field as well, last night being the exception to that. So they're kind of a scary team because they can hit home runs, and Encarnacion, of course, is the king. Every time he comes up to bat, you got to take a look because he can change the game. But if I'm the Twins, I'm feeling really good. Going into, looking at the schedule, going into the weekend, Boston comes in next week. There's just a lot of fun things going on here right now. And then, not lost on that back to last night, was Barrios pitched outstanding last night. Seven innings, it gave up one run. I mean, he was outstanding again. So, you always look at that starting pitching to see where it's at. And he and Odorizzi, the last couple starts, have been outstanding.
St. Louis Blues, worst team in the NHL in December, and they get the cup last night.
Unbelievable. Now you understand why Bruce Boudreau was all in on trying to make the playoffs even as an eighth seed, because it just doesn't matter in the NHL. They were going nowhere fast back November, December, and then the rumors started to fester, and Mike Yeo, who I just really, really like as a person and as a coach when he was here, they make the change to him, and you go, well, that's just window dressing. And they start playing better. Well, lots of teams do that. Chicago made a change, started playing better, too. You don't figure they can sustain that. And holy cow, they just stayed at it. And these playoffs, these NHL playoffs, including, culminating with the Stanley Cup, the best thing for that league in a long time, because they had so many Game 7, so much drama, and so many upsets. I don't think they've ever had 2 months like they've had the last 2 months, Dave.
Lynx lost last night to the Liberty 75-69.
Yeah, all of a sudden they've lost, what, 3 out of 4, and, you know, Simone Augustus is still out, of course. And, you know, I think that league, though, you know, there's void of stars right now. Everybody's hurt. And so I think it's going to be kind of an up and down for everybody. You know, nobody seems to really jump off the page right now. Some teams look better than others. You know, they beat Phoenix that night. Phoenix, you thought, would be pretty good, but they don't have Taurasi, and they limited Griner to 4 points. So, you know, Lynx are right there. They're competitive, but they're certainly not dominant.
State tournaments, girls high school lacrosse today. Semifinals, boys lacrosse semifinals over Minnetonka High School. The boys golf and girls golf finished off yesterday too, Maxie.
Yeah, and lacrosse today, the semifinals, and a lot of high school baseball being played today as well.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
The Siebert Field there, Class 3A. In fact, I was talking to some folks from New Prague. They finally beat Lakeville North, who has just dominated that section. And this is classic spring in Minnesota, probably anywhere. But maybe you didn't plan on going to state because they told me their number two pitcher threw a gem. They win the game. They qualify for state. But he signed up for the trip to Germany with his class.
Oh, no.
So I think he's missing the tournament to go to Germany because, you know, you got the downstroke on it, the down payment, and, you know, all that stuff that comes up this time of year. But it was, I just ran into some folks from New Prague. They were telling me that. And that's Todd Oak's son, by the way, that's coaching out there at New Prague. So former Twins pitching or Gopher pitching coach, of course, who lost his life in his battle with leukemia too soon. But, yeah, so lots of fun stuff. Stillwater be the favorite. When you got two pitchers that were drafted last week, you're probably going to be the favorite to defend your title.
Yeah, and they had a little struggle in the sections, didn't they?
Woo. Woodbury, they had to come back and win. Woodbury had a really good team, though. So, that, you know, and then a lot of these teams are, you know, you can't tell. 18-6 kind of, you know, Mounds View's in there. A lot of good teams, but you can't tell because this was another spring where you got so bunched up, and I'm sure you threw your number four pitcher a lot and all that stuff. So state tournament's a different game for everybody.
Maxie, not enough time here. I'll have to bring you back in 1 hour, but there was a little interesting nugget today, and we've got so many things going on. I didn't have a chance to bring it up, but there's – they say being a college football official has never been more difficult because of the relentless criticism and the attacks on credibility. So the Southeastern Conference is exploring ways to publicly push back. I don't know what that means, but maybe we can chat about that at 8:40 this morning.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, for sure. I'll talk to you in an hour, Dave.
He is Mike Max here on WCCO Twins Baseball today, 11:30. Corey's going to do his show out there from 9 till noon, or 9 till 11:30 today. As well, 14 before 8 o'clock, Dave Lee talking about the new Quick Ship program at Welcome Amish Furniture. Actually, I had Wes talking about it this morning here earlier, this all-in-stock program they used to call it. Now they doubled it in size because it got so popular. They have 10 gorgeous Amish-built dining sets that can be ready for you in just 14 to 28 days. They're all online at WelcomeAmishFurniture.com. All 10 are on display at the store on the west side of the Albertville Mall. But if you're one of those folks in the wintertime that likes to spend time down south, or you're listening to us somewhere on radio.com, like I know you are in North Carolina this morning, or you're thinking about the cabin for summer, they'll make sure that you get it. They can ship that stuff nationwide. So talk to them over there, welcomeamishfurniture.com. Now, that's right off 94. I know some of you listening right now are driving right by there. Inside that store, you see the sign, you may not realize there's 60,000 square feet of showroom in there. There's probably something on the floor that you'd like delivered. Again, keep in mind, this is built from solid woods. This is handcrafted, built by hand on these farms across the Midwest here in this country, and it is just solid, well-built, long-lasting, heirloom-quality furniture. I can't overemphasize it. Take a look at it and customize it to your house, to your decor, for Pete's sake. Welcome, AmishFurniture.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. BlinDSupply.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.